Social Media, the fifth step.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, we're going to be covering the fifth step of social media. We've been talking about the first four steps up until now. You go back and watch those or listen to those episodes. So let's talk about the fifth step. What is the fifth? And I would say the final step, or at least initially the final step, because all these steps you got to run through over and over again. And there's much more depth to social media, but it really depends on that first step. The first step I talked about is really identifying what you're looking to accomplish with social media. It is the number one thing that most companies, that most people involved with social media, that spend the most amount of time on social media, don't have a reason, an actual quantifiable reason for doing social media. They don't really know what they're looking to accomplish other than a certain number of likes, a certain number of follows, a certain number of subscriptions, what have you. That tends to be most of what people are looking for. Social media for the sake of growing social media. Not necessarily leading to anywhere or leading anywhere that we can measure properly. So you need a nice metric to go off of. What are you looking to accomplish, or what multiple things are you looking to accomplish with social media? That was step one. Went through a handful of other steps, but step five ties in directly into step one, and that is tracking. You gotta track to make sure you accomplish step number one. If you were able to accomplish step number one, by the time you get to step number five, you'll be able to see whether you got there or not because you're tracking, because you're paying attention. It comes back from the concept of plan, do, check, adjust, which we've talked about before. You have to have a plan of where you're going to go, and in the end, you're going to check it, and then you make adjustments, and you turn around and go back over it again. But you have to track on a regular basis. You've got to track whatever the metrics are that you're looking to grow. Don't pay attention to the stuff that you don't care whether it grows or not. And honestly, the amount of views, the amount of likes, they matter very, very, very little to most businesses because you're after a very specific thing. You're looking to get people to come to a certain site. You're looking to get people to do a certain thing. And in that case, you look at those metrics. Don't worry about the metrics that social media controls. How many views you get doesn't matter as long as those views led to something, as long as one or two or however many you need of those views became the end metric. So if you take all those steps in a row, the one through five steps, you're going to be miles ahead of most, I mean, honestly, large corporations running social media. So I've ran social media, or not ran full-on social media, but I've ran full-on social media for a couple of large personalities, but I've helped out with major campaigns with major corporations, and I can't get into specifics about which ones specifically, but I was working for one specifically that had well over a million, it could have been in the 2 millions at that time, likes on Facebook. So this was their page on Facebook that they had, and they were putting out multiple things all day long, probably 5 to 10 postings all day long. And it wasn't a video posting, it wasn't anything all that spectacular, most of it was advertising back to their large brand and everything, but not the type of advertising that you could really track. It was more like, hey, look how good we are here, hey, look how good we are there. Very in-your-face, blatant advertising. And you can tell by the amount of views it was getting and the fact that they didn't have any tracking metrics, that they weren't really testing on how many people are going from their Facebook to their web page and what they're doing after that. It didn't matter. They had a team of people that they hired on an ongoing basis to run their social media. To what end? No one knows. There's no tracking. It's just money being put toward it because I'm sure the board of or what have you just said that we need to be there, so might as well be there and we might as well have activity going. It's not really leading to profits. It's not really leading to whatever your company, organization, or what have you is looking for. It's social media for the sake of social media. Don't fall into that trap. But here's a trap you should fall into. Let's see if I can find it. This fell down. This was up here yesterday. DreamBizChat.com. This is a little sign that I hold up once in a while. DreamBizChat.com is a location specifically for people in the that happen to be business owners or executives that are in the self-reliance field. So if you're a decision maker in your company and you have services or products that help people to become more self-reliant, check out dreambizchat.com. I've got a special offer, free offer, specifically for you. It's something I call the Dream Business Transformation. It normally costs $600 and above, but I'm willing to waive that cost and the chance to be able to talk directly with you. Go and check that out, dreambizchat.com, for the details. Hey, the rest of you, have a great night. You're welcome to watch all those old videos. You might be able to find some of those in the description, or you can go and search them over at brianjpombo.com. Just type in social media and you should be able to find those videos. Hey, you have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.